Today is Saturday, December 19th, and today we're talking all about good news. Yes, despite the many stressful stories and situations we've talked about or even experienced this year, good news did happen in 2020, from people stepping up to help to the everyday good deeds that too often don't make the headlines. So we're happy to bring on my friend Brandon Harvey. He's the founder of Good Good Good, a media company focused on the good in the world. He's the host of the podcast Sounds Good, as well as the editor-in-chief of The Good Newspaper, a printed newspaper full of only good news. He's built an online community of more than 250,000 world changers, and he and his company have been featured across various news outlets from the New York Times to Mashable. This will actually be the third year in a row we've brought Brandon on to help us look back on the bright spots of the past year. And in 2020, this seems more important than ever. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Hi, Brandon. Thanks for coming back on The Newsworthy.
Oh, it is always such a treat. I'm so excited to be here.
We love talking about good news with you. I first would just love to hear your thoughts on the impact of the pandemic, maybe the extra importance of having a little good news in our lives when everything else feels so tough.
Yeah, there's this quote, I'm sure I've said it on here before, from Mr. Rogers, who we love. He said, "When I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping." And despite all of the heartbreak and pain and injustice we've seen in 2020, it has been so clear that Mr. Rogers' mom is incredibly right, and there were so many helpers, and we saw record traffic to our site, record new Instagram followers, just all these new people who really, really were seeking out good news, and fortunately, because of all the helpers, finding it.
And I know that you've said it's not about not keeping up with the news, but it's about also looking for the good and the solutions.
Exactly. I mean, I love following along with your podcast and knowing what's happening in the week, and then knowing there's always people making a difference, and we can actively be a part of that.
Let's talk about just a few of the high-level themes for good news that we saw this year, and then we'll dig into some of the specific stories.
Yeah, so I want to go all the way back to before the pandemic, which feels like forever ago. There was this heartbreaking, you might remember, massive wildfires happening in Australia. And the good news story was seeing firefighters from all over the world flying to Australia to help put out these forest fires. I remember seeing countless stories of people, of firefighters from Canada, the US, Mexico, the UK, Italy. It was really cool to see global cooperation starting from even before the pandemic hit.
And then the pandemic hit. What were the themes you saw coming back up again and again?
We have seen story after story of frontline workers showing up, making a difference when it's hard, when it's dangerous, and seeing how it's really mattered. A lot of lives have been saved. A lot of hope has been given because of those frontline workers. And similarly, as we've all been staying home to practice social distancing and to help stop the spread of COVID, our lockdowns, our choices to stay home and to not travel as much have had a huge positive impact on nature. We've seen nature healing this year. Lockdowns caused a 17% drop in carbon dioxide emissions. And then we also saw that levels of nitrogen dioxide, which is the key ingredient in smog, declined by an average of 27% in 12 major global cities in the 10 days after lockdowns were initiated. Cool to see that when we make changes, we can positively affect the environment as we want to continue just making sure that we're caring for Mother Earth. Kind of along different lines, we saw the major issue of racial injustice. And we've seen a huge number of people paying attention to this issue that has been a problem for a long time, but not enough people have been paying attention to it.
Yeah, it seems all of the things that have kind of stressed us out this year, there's also a bright spot that goes along with that, including the election.
You're absolutely right. And I would say that the one piece of really, really clear bipartisan good news that everybody can feel great about is that Americans voted in record numbers in this year's election.
And hopefully the next theme of good news, especially into 2021, will be this vaccine that we're talking so much about now.
I think there's a lot more good news to come in 2021.
Coming up still, Brandon shares some of the more specific, sometimes random, good news stories that really stood out to him this year. And he shares why our brains don't always naturally seek out good news, even when it can truly make us feel more hopeful. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsors today. I now have so much more confidence every time we open the freezer and I grab some meat for our meal because I know it's all from ButcherBox. I can always rely on the freshness, the flavor, the texture, and the quality of ButcherBox meat. I realize not everyone has convenient access to high-quality meat, and before ButcherBox, I've experienced the unknowns and the confusion at the grocery store to try to find it. Well, ButcherBox believes everyone deserves humanely sourced, high-quality meat, and they make it so much easier. The box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, heritage-breed pork, wild-caught salmon, free-range organic chicken, and more, you get to customize what you get. Well, it can all just be delivered straight to your door. In fact, ButcherBox is also the most affordable way to get healthy, humanely raised meat since it's just $6 a meal. Plus, there's a fantastic deal right now. Bacon for Life is back. Right now, new members can get Bacon for Life when they sign up. Just go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. That's a package of free bacon in every box for the life of your subscription when you go to butcherbox.com/newsworthy. Also, thanks to our sponsor, Magic Spoon. I used to eat cereal as a kid. In college, I switched to the so-called healthy kind that didn't taste very good, to be honest. And then I just stopped eating cereal for years because I didn't think there were any good options. Well, that has now changed thanks to Magic Spoon. First of all, Magic Spoon cereal tastes amazing. My favorite is definitely the new flavor, peanut butter, but I also enjoy their best-selling fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors too. And yet, I can feel good about eating it. Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, soy-free, and GMO-free. So go to magicspoon.com/newsworthy to build your own custom variety box and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. All right, now back to our conversation all about good news. Okay, so let's talk about some specific good news stories. Some of them I know might have to do with COVID, but others are just kind of these random good news stories that sometimes get missed.
I want to go back to the beginning of COVID when we all thought we were just staying home for 2 weeks. And so we binge watched Tiger King, which of course is the Netflix show about big cat breeding and the eccentric culture surrounding it. We unfortunately saw a lot of mistreatment of animals on the show, but one piece of good news that I think everybody should know is that 39 tigers plus 3 black bears from Joe Exotic's zoo are living safely in a Colorado animal sanctuary. And hopefully our newfound care for tigers and other wildlife will continue into 2021 as well. And we'll be able to make sure that that kind of thing doesn't happen in the future. My next good news story, this one I cannot stop thinking about. Italian police used a Lamborghini to transport a donor kidney 300 miles in 2 hours for a transplant. This drive of 300 miles normally takes 6 hours to give you an idea of how fast that is. Apparently, traditionally, this would be flown with a helicopter, but there weren't available helipads for this particular route. And so the next best choice was a really, really fast car.
And we know when it comes to organ donations, minutes matter. So that's fantastic. Okay, so next one.
I feel like Guy Fieri has always kind of been the butt of the joke. He's got his eccentric hair, a very unique appearance, a unique personality. And I feel like the internet has made a lot of fun of him through the years. But this was the year where we recognized that we love Guy Fieri because as a part of his love for food and people who make food, Guy Fieri raised more than $20 million for restaurant workers affected by coronavirus. And of course, this year we saw a lot of celebrities making differences. But this one, it changed the way that I see Guy Fieri. And I have a deep, profound appreciation for him and his bizarre bleach blonde spiky hair.
Yes, I love that. And you know, as fewer people have the resources they need, it's so nice to see the people that do have the resources stepping up and doing what they can to help.
Absolutely. And then lastly, another good animal news story to wrap things up. I love this story of this man who has saved more than 20,000 animals with custom-made prosthetics. Derek Campana is this man who is creating braces and artificial limbs to help animals continue to live healthy, happy lives. And it's fascinating because he basically just sends out these kits to veterinarians and pet owners so they can cast molds of their animals or patients. And then based on those molds, he's crafting these personalized braces and prosthetics. And it's such a niche way to make a difference. And it's really cool because it's extending the lives of animals and it's saving pet owners thousands and thousands of dollars by not having to use expensive traditional prosthetics or by not having to do expensive and potentially dangerous surgeries. And so kudos to this man for making a difference for animals.
I love all of these, and I love the variety we get because it's just a reminder that good news is happening everywhere across the world and in every industry. There are people stepping up doing good things. And just remind us, I know you've talked about it before, why good news matters and why we have to actually seek it out. Sometimes our brain doesn't navigate to it naturally.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Our brains actually have an internal negativity bias where bad news tends to stick to our brains like Velcro, and good news slides right off our brains like a soapy slip and slide. And that's why you have to really intentionally seek out good news. And when you find it, savor it. Later today, when you're about to close your eyes, try to think back to one of these good news stories and just remind yourself of it, or tell a friend. That simple act of doing that is going to help it absorb in your brain the same way that bad news does, and it'll leave you feeling a little bit more hopeful and optimistic.
And be sure to check out the podcast Sounds Good for more hopeful conversations and even inspiring ways you too can make a difference. You can also sign up for their good newsletter at goodgoodgood.co. And as always, find those links and more in our episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. Of course, we'll also keep you updated on all the news to know right here with our regular episodes Monday through Friday. I'll be back on Monday with our next news roundup. Until then, have a very good weekend.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.